There you go.
Jamal Adams.
How you doing?
How you doing today?
I can't complain. I woke up this morning. I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Good.
Was it a tough season this year, you know, with a coaching change and just some, you know, unsettled things a little bit on campus?
Can you talk about what the season was like
for you? Yeah, most definitely. I think it was a lot of adversity at times. You know, we went through it as a team, and you know, we fought through it, and you know, we definitely want to come out on top as winners, and we did.
How did you guys, you know, I mean, you've been kind of cited as maybe one of the team leaders. Did you try to step up and make your voice heard in the locker room?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, just doing what I'm asked to do. You know, speak up in meetings. You know, hold, you know, players only meetings, and just, you know, telling the truth. You know, telling them what's about to happen, what's going on, and just, you know, staying positive, because, you know, if they see a veteran staying positive, still fighting, the young guys will, you know, follow along and do the right thing.
Well, what do you feel like your strengths are head to the next level?
Leadership is definitely my main one. You know, as well as, you know, on the field, you know, I can play everything in the back end, whether that's covering in the slot, whether that's playing man free, whether that's being in the A and B gap, filling that hole, or, you know, locking down tight end. So I feel like, you know, I'm versatile to, you know, play everything in the back end, and that's what makes me a special player.
What kind of feedback have you been getting from the teams in the interview?
You know, just really keep doing what I'm doing, whether that's, you know, film study, whether that's, you know, just being myself. And you know, that was the main thing. I'm not going to change myself, you know, knowing that I'm at the combine. I'm going to stay myself and stay true to myself, and just, you know, doing what I love to do, which is play football.
You feel like you're a top five guy? Do you pay attention to that stuff?
Most definitely. I feel like, you know, I'm the best guy in the draft. I definitely feel like I'm the number one. I should be a number one pick. So, you know, top five, that's definitely in the range. Yes, sir.
Do you think attitudes are maybe changing on safety? Because they don't tend to go in the top five very often. I mean, right. Do you follow that? And do you think there's...
Yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, the game is starting to change as far as, you know, scheme-wise, passing. You know, we're starting to have tight ends that can run now. 4-4-2, as you see. My man Evan from Ole Miss went 4-4-2. You know, the game is changing. OJ as well, 4-5-1. The game is changing. You know, you need safeties that can do everything, that in the back end can cover, you know, can make the calls, can tackle, and, you know, just doing what the coaches are asking them to do.
What kind of impact did Ryan Clark have on you, and how did that all start?
Ryan Clark's impact on me was really, really big. You know, I can't thank him enough, him and the family. You know, he kind of took me under as, you know, a little brother. You know, it's definitely somebody I watched, you know, growing up. And, you know, he's the guy, you know, you want to go to for advice. And, you know, I definitely talked to him about, you know, what should I say on certain, you know, questions that I'm going to be asked. And he just said, be myself, and that's it.
On the field, what has he taught you?
Film study. You know, he'll come, you know, Tuesday before the game, and we'll probably watch Tuesday's film and Wednesday's practice film. And as well as, you know, Thursday or Friday, anytime I needed him, we'll watch game film. And, you know, he's not the only one that's done that for me. Jalen Mills has came back, and, you know, he's done it for me. And anything I can, you know, pick up from veterans, you know, it's very huge for me because, for instance, yesterday I talked to a legend, Brian Dawkins, who I admire everything about him. And, you know, that was the highlight of my week. Just, you know, knowing that he already knew about me, saying how passionate I was, and, you know, I played the game the right way, and that was huge to, you know, hear that from a legend like him.
How many teams have you talked to, and do you kind of pay attention to maybe what teams might need a safety right out of the gate?
I mean, I've talked to, you know, quite a bit. I have 12 meetings later on tonight. You know, I really don't get into the whole match of, you know, what teams need. You know, I'm going to get the phone call. And whoever it be is going to get a special person.
How deep is this class around you of defensive backs?
Oh, it's really deep. You know, this class is full of potential. You know, hopefully full of, you know, Hall of Famers one day. But, you know, we push each other. And that's what it's about. We're at the combine, and we're here to compete.
Did you start talking football with your father at an early age, and did he really go deep with it, or did he kind of try to shield you from it?
Most definitely. I think that, you know, it started at an early age. A lot of people, you know, due to his pedigree, think that football was kind of like pushed my way. But, you know, I kind of played everything growing up, and I kind of fell in love with the game at age like five, really. I started at age three, and he just really just says, just staying focused on, trusting the process, and just, doing what I do, and which is I love football, and that's my passion, and that's my love for the game.
What about talking the technical aspects of it?
Age three, yes, sir.
What were you doing at age three?
Chasing butterflies and running the wrong way when I got the ball. Yes, sir.
I mean, did you play? You weren't on the team, though.
Oh, I was on the team, flag football. He had an organization, I'll never forget it. First play, I got the ball, ran the opposite way, and my mother was in the stands, and everybody was in the stands really telling me to go the opposite way. Turned around and took it. Four touchdown the opposite way.
Well, what was the age group? It wasn't like three and under.
No, it wasn't three and under. It was like five and six, I believe. So I always played up growing up, and that's what my dad, installed in me, and so I can, grow into the football player I am today and dominate.
You mentioned Brian Dawkins. Who are some other safeties you grew up watching, trying to emulate?
It's not that I, try to be like somebody, but. I like to, steal pieces of the game to add to my game. Tyron, very key, Bob Sanders, Sean Taylor, those guys are who I look up to. Those are guys that play the game the right way. One day, hopefully I can be just like them, making impact plays.
How hard is it to tackle Leonard Fournette?
He's a great back. I've got that question so many times in college. We go at it. He's got the best of me, and I've got the best of him.
I know you kind of made your mark early in college on special teams.
Yes, sir.
Have you kind of carried that special teams mentality on defense a little bit? It seems like you fly around with that same kind of...
Most definitely. When I step on the field, I'm passionate about what I do. I thank the man above for, everything that he's blessed me with. So when I'm on the field, I give glory to him. I go all out, because you never know when that last play can be. The special teams, that's just part of the game. And I love being on the field and just playing football.
How much does LSU's history of defensive backs in the NFL matter to you going forward?
It was huge. Coming out, picking a college, it was definitely huge. It is DBU. It is DBU. There's no other school. But that pedigree and that brotherhood that, is installed in LSU, it's beyond football. Coach Corey Raymond, half the time we don't even talk about football when we're in the room as a defensive back group. We talk about life, and that's what it's about. It's a brotherhood. It's a fraternity forever.
Do you know Malik Cooper at all, or did you get to meet him at all here?
Yeah, I know him a tad bit. No.
Do you see competition to see who goes first or no?
Most definitely. I'm pretty sure he feels he's the best, and I feel I'm the best. I wouldn't respect him as a man, as a player, if he didn't feel he was the best DB in his class. It's so many, who's going to go where, man, we just want to be picked. We talk about it all the time. We just want to be picked. But it's definitely competition there.
How do you think your games compare, you and Hooker?
I really don't want to get into, game being compared. My game, I can speak for me. I can play everything in the back end. I'm coming down in the slot, come down on the tight end cover. I can fill that A and B gap, be in the box. And I can also play man free. So I feel like, I can play everything in the back end, but I get classified as a box safety, which is not something that I like. But I understand because I like being around the ball. I like making plays on the ball. And making impact plays for the team.
Some safeties these days are the hybrid safeties that are even playing a little linebacker. Could you do that if you had to?
I could, but I definitely would not prefer. I went to college and I did not sign up to definitely take on linemen because I seen a big lineman at Exos in Arizona, probably about 6'8", 340, and that's not – leading up, it's not calculated with me.
Who is that? What was his name?
I just know he was a Pro Bowler. I can't call his name right now. I don't want to give him the wrong name, but he did play for the Bills, and he could move.
How much has playing a like going back to your days, you know, there at Hebron High School, then at LSU, like how much did like what you learned in high school and college, like how much did that have an impact on you?
Yeah, you know, Hebron High School, shout out to Hebron High School, as a matter of fact, but it was a journey that took me a long way leading up to college. You know, Coach Sean Hurd, Coach Hurd, which is my coach throughout high school. You know, it's not even just about the football. It's about the fact that he pushed me to run track. I didn't want to run track. His practices were hard. We had 10 400s every day. And, you know, I hated it, but, you know, something about it just made sense where he said it would help me in the long run, and it did. So, you know, leading up, you know, helping my speed, you know, starting 4 years on varsity as a true freshman in high school, that helped as well, and just leading into to college, starting as a true freshman.
Final word, Jamal, did Brian Dawkins seek you out? How did that come about?
Well, I seen him talking to somebody. He was talking to a player, and I was leaving, and, you know, he was sitting by himself, and something just spoke, like, you know, that's who I admire in my game. Like, he's so passionate about the game, and I had to go, you know, seek wisdom, see what he sees. And, you know, the fact that I went up to him and he already knew who I was, he's already seen some film on me and watched some games, and I was blown away.
What's the best thing he told you?
Just stay in focus. Every time you step in between the line, it's like you transform. Just how passionate he was about the game, how he played it, and not only on the game, you know, how he played the game. He's a better person off the field, and that was definitely something that I talked to him about.
Thanks, guys. Was that here?
It was.
Yesterday.